right from the get-go, we like to kick it around with the insiders from Talk Radio News. Former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, one of my faves. He joins us now. He's in our green room. Maybe, were you sipping on a hurricane by any chance?
Oh, I gave up hurricanes last convention in New Orleans.
There you go. But seriously, have you been paying attention to these hurricane forecasts? Yeah. There's a lot of anxiety about it. Can you imagine what that would do with 70,000 extra people in Tampa?
Oh, it would do a lot. And then the Republicans are insinuating it's punishment to Joe Biden if he goes there. So
you got to like that. Hey, the constant buzz for this entire week, it just cannot get away from this. And it's not shocking. I'm not surprised by it. But Congressman Aiken, six times he's elected to Congress. Then he gives an interview over the weekend, which you know. He talked about abortion and legitimate rape and the comments that were controversial, poker red hot. And the Democrats, it was like raw meat for them. And the Republicans are distancing themselves from him, saying he needs to get out of the race. If everybody in the Republican Party turns their back on you, do you have to get out of the race, Bob?
Well, you know, with my situation, they said, we want you out now. And I said, no, the voters will decide, and I won the primary. Look, the Senate, I argue, Kate, and I could be wrong, they're going to sit down in D.C. and say, well, maybe we need to fund him somehow through another secret group. They want the Senate. They quickly thought if they came out, he would, you know, he'd leave. He didn't. He won't. So, he's going to turn this that the voters will decide, not a bunch of hotshots in D.C., and that's how he'll turn that.
Yeah, and actually, that's what he's saying. Just let the voters decide, and he's sticking to his guns. And he didn't pull out by Tuesday, so certainly, how rare is it for someone to say, okay, I'm out of the race, and then have to pay to have all the ballots redone?
Actually, they saw what he said. I think that they really thought Senator Cornyn headed this up, a Republican. Really think he thought, oh, you know, we'll put pressure and he'll leave, and all of a sudden he didn't. And I checked this out through some consultants today, and they said, you know, look, he's short money, but he probably can raise money from, you know, right neocon elements on this thing.
Ooh, and do you think, because he's going up against the Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill, if you were to, you know, it's so hard to crystal ball it, Bob, but if you were to look at this, what do you think happens? He had an 8-point lead in some of the polls before this.
He's technically ahead by a point or two, but as time goes on, it's going to be very, very difficult for him to do something. I mean, she was in a weakened condition. We all know that. But she made the right statement today. Let him stay in. The voters decide these things. I mean, I'd take that position, too, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's an uphill road for him. And the money sources are going to be cut off. Or they go back on their word and somehow try to funnel it, and they'll get caught at that. Yeah, this took a turn that nobody dreamed would happen.
Yeah, I agree, because I think they thought they had Missouri, and then that didn't happen,
sure.
And that would have made a huge difference in the Senate. So Ryan now has been around a couple of weeks. Do you think he's made a difference for Mitt Romney?
Yeah, for Romney, he has. I mean, they didn't get a bump in the polls, but I look at Mitt Romney trying to wear jeans and be, you know, one of the good old regular people, and, you know, Paul Ryan can pull that off. Mitt Romney's not. But, look, Mitt Romney is still struggling to get his base, so he picked Paul Ryan. That does help him. He should be struggling to get independence. He's still struggling for the base, which
yep.
says a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News, always fun to kick it around with you.
Thank
you have
you.
A good one. Wow, so, you know, talking about the tipping the balance when it comes to Missouri and just these elections in general, the conventions officially kick things off as you get closer to November 6th. The Republicans start, we know this, and the date is next week in Tampa, but all kinds of warnings coming out of that Florida city, including the mayor saying if Isaac turns into a full-blown hurricane, it would be ridiculously irresponsible to just go ahead with the convention. So he's actually considering calling the convention. It's depending on the weather forecast. He could easily say, we're not doing the convention. Can you imagine? Then what would happen? Well, it makes sense from the point of view of you put 70,000 plus people into the city and then you get slammed with 100 mile an hour winds and you have extra people in the, well, of course, in the convention center. which would be a nightmare, and you have people all over the place in the hotels, it could be disastrous. So this whole idea of the threat that's looming really could ruin things for the Republicans. I mean, nobody wants to see a hurricane rip through Tampa anyway, but this tropical storm at this point, because we're really tracking it as I'm supposed to be in Tampa, this tropical storm is swirling over the Caribbean right now. It's supposed to become a hurricane. That's the track that it's moving on, and it would be put off the coast of Florida on Monday, the opening day, as I joked with Bob Ney there, the opening day of the Republican National Convention. And you just don't know. You know, the other thing is, you get to the Gulf of Mexico, and we've seen this before. What is the big threat in the Gulf of Mexico? Of course, we're concerned about human lives, evacuations, that kind of thing. But you have energy interests there. What about all of the damage that could come to any of the drilling, any of the stuff that's out there that would substantially turn things economically, at least in the short term anyway, for a short run? So Isaac now, about 45 mile an hour winds, right? It could strengthen into a hurricane. Might not know that until Thursday night. So we just have to watch and see what this pattern does. Does it weaken? Does it get stronger? It's very, very uncertain right now. A lot of people in Tampa, Florida, a lot of people in the Gulf of Mexico, a little bit on pins and needles, knowing what could happen here, because you got to look at, you know, even already at Guantanamo. What do? You think of when these tropical storms go through there. And this is very common at that naval base. When you've got extra people on the base, and remember, they've got hearings and whatnot happening, they prepare to evacuate. The lawyers, the paralegals, the interpreters, you got journalists that are over there, you have family members of 9/11 who travel to the base for the hearings. So it's also disastrous for them because they have extra people at Gitmo, too. So a couple of places on watch to see what's going to happen, whether Isaac develops that much more. And so, hey, it's August, it's hurricane season, and anywhere in Florida or the Gulf of Mexico, it's fair game, unfortunately. You've got to monitor any of those symptoms. So the Tampa mayor, Bob Buckhorn, who's a Democrat, said he wasn't worried about Isaac, but if he had to cancel the event, he would. He'd be prepared just in case, and emphasize that he hopes it moves further away, but if it doesn't, you just have to wait and see. So if it doesn't, can you imagine, to call the convention, he would really, really, really have to move a lot of people out of the way. That's not the only thing threatening the convention. We'll talk about it on the flip side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Aiken a little bit at the beginning there, and the fact that he's not getting out of the race in Missouri, but continues to be the big story. I like to say that America Tonight, if you've never listened to the show, is about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz really is over this question, even a bigger question. Now abortion is front and center because of Aiken, and the kind of debates and some of the things that are being visited are women who are raped and have children, and the whole idea of a bill that was almost passed, that was proposed, that Aiken co-sponsored, but he co-sponsored it with none other than Paul Ryan, the congressman who's on the undercard, the VP on the ticket with Mitt Romney. So there's lots of debating also going on about where the gray areas are and what the laws ultimately should be. You know, there are just certain things in politics that seem like really from the 70s on have been massive, massive divisive things that really separate people in a room. And certainly this is one of them, and this has been blown wide open because of the Aiken controversy, because of what he said. And the people in Missouri ultimately will decide. It's true. I mean, Bob Ney's right. He knows, as he was part of the Abramoff scandal and went to prison, actually, for that. So in running, he did win the primary, but didn't go on to win the election. The key thing is, no matter what the issues, no matter what the controversy, it still is all about numbers. And the numbers are the Electoral College numbers, the tally there, what ultimately it'll be. You need 270 votes, basically, to win. And a lot of projections have Obama at 260 or so already, and Romney behind him, trailing at 190-something. There's 12 swing states. That could make a difference. Will Paul Ryan, being on the ticket, deliver Wisconsin to the Republicans? So his debut certainly has attracted some big crowds, and there are a lot of Republicans who love Paul Ryan because he doesn't waver. I mean, what you see is what you get. But the latest national poll shows that he hasn't done much, and they mentioned it there, to boost Romney's campaign. NBC News and the Wall Street Journal, one of the first major polls taken after Ryan became Romney's VP, shows this, that Obama has a 4-point lead nationally, so that number is 48% to 44%. A month ago, Obama was leading 49% to 43%. So Mitt Romney still is the guy that people are looking at. And you think of the negative ads, the attacks, the issues, all of that. That plays into this. What does he do to hike up the likability factor? Because in all the likability polls, Romney didn't score well, didn't fare well. Obama killed him in that department. And, you know, is it a beauty contest? Is it about, hey, the one with the charisma, no matter what, watch the charismatic figure, that person has the edge. And if that's true, and this goes back to when television started to broadcast debates and you could really see the candidates more, so you go back to Nixon, Kennedy, things changed. It wasn't just so much about those issues that I talked about. So Ryan's national image is kind of just a toss-up, a wash. 33% of registered voters have a favorable opinion of him. 32 have an unfavorable one. So that doesn't do too much for Romney. Romney's personal rating is negative. As I mentioned, this is his Achilles heel. More voters are saying what they feel and are making up their minds, if they haven't made up their minds, in these polls anyway. And the favorability rating is 38% against, this is Romney, 44% unfavorable. A month ago, it was 35% favorable, 40 unfavorable. So Romney's image hasn't really gained very much ground in that department. So this is like a net gain of nothing. So what does Mitt Romney do to change that? Because when you're running, it doesn't matter if we say we want the meat, we want the content. Geez, give us something that we can count on. Tell us something very, very specific about what you would try to propose to the legislative guys to solve the deficit, to come up with more jobs. Now, he's done the language part where he says, hey, you know, we're promising 12 million more jobs and we're going to solve the budget crisis. But then when you scrape it away, as many callers have pointed out, and you look at the actual dates, we're talking way down the line. We're not talking about a year. We're not talking about 2 years. I mean, what is, as voters, as we the people, because it's our government, what is it that we're looking for? I mean, we get all the smoke and mirrors crap, and in some cases, just fabrications when it comes to, you know, when it comes to ads. You know, what is it that we really, really want to hear? What do we really want to hear? And I say it's the jobs thing. Whether they butcher it like Biden, and he doesn't realize jobs is four letters. He says three letters. But it's about delivering those jobs because the numbers are false. We've just had a bunch of people on the show. Paul Conway talking about the youth vote a couple of shows ago and saying that all the research, he's done massive research, talking to people constantly, whether it's via any of the technology things, iPads, Skypes, whatever. He says that clearly anyone young wants to hear that there's going to be jobs. They get out of school with $30,000, $40,000, $100,000 debt, and cannot get a lifeline, cannot find a job. So the tactic that both sides are trying is to define, I think, the weaknesses of their opponents, but is that detracting from the campaign itself and what we really want to hear? What we really want to hear. Give us some depth. I think that. I think that's what it's about. So, you know, you have the one ad, remember where they say, when Mitt Romney closed the plan, I lost my health care, my family lost their health care, and that was put out by, because this is super PAC stuff, by Priorities USA, which is the main pro-Obama super PAC. And then that ad was one of the first out there saying that a short time after that, his wife got sick, and I don't know how long she was sick, and I think she didn't say anything because she knew we couldn't afford the insurance. And the thing is, when you look at, if you were to take all the words from the campaign pictures that are out there, the TV ads, and break them down, you'd find that some of the stuff that's being said is not accurate. So it's some of this false campaigning, the boogeyman syndrome, doom and gloom, may be what pays off, what people pay attention to, but I still say it's not really what we want in, for the most part. If you're listening to me in the flyover states, in the Southeast, in the Southwest, in the East Coast, I mean, what do you want in America? You want a fair shake, a shot at the American dream. You want to be able to earn a wage where you still have money that you can spend, and yet you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. How many people fit into the working poor? So they talk about the war on women. They talk about all this other stuff. I think if we flip that around, it's more about we want to know what the savvy people, we want to know what it is that we can do to turn the narrative around, to get jobs, to pay off debts, to have a better future for anybody who's in their 20s and anybody behind them coming through the system, instead of the doom and gloom scenarios that everything's drying up, so don't look for any help. For goodness sake, if you put in Social Security, you're not going to see it. Stay with us, Odds and Ends, on the flip side.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Whoa, you know you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a cutie.
Thanks for hooking into America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I said odds and ends. I'm going to tell you about the anarchists who are threatening both conventions, talking about doing damage to the bridges in Tampa because they won't be able to get near the convention center. But threats like this have been leveled before in front of other conventions, and they just warn ahead. The FBI does whatever they can, and they warn the locals that, hey, here's the stuff that we've been receiving. These are the bounces. Look out, and we'll see if there's Molotov cocktails and all kinds of problems. Usually there's a way to shut that down. It involves spending a lot of money for the local police departments, but that's usually what they have to do in the case of hosting, you know, being the host city for something like the Republican convention or the Democratic convention. So the big news, as I said, still does continue to be that buzz in the background over, you know, the Congressman Aiken, who wants Claire McCaskill's Senate seat in Missouri, and it squarely is on the voters' shoulders. He said so much in a bunch of the comments that he talked about, including clearing up his comment on legitimate rape. Take a listen.
I was medically wrong. I understand that pregnancy can result from rape, and those are terrible circumstances, very difficult circumstances. I hurt people, and the first thing that I thought was right to do was to apologize. But I'm not apologizing for the fact that I'm pro-life, and that I also believe it's important to defend the helpless and the unborn. The people in Missouri chose me to be their candidate, and I don't believe it's right for party bosses to decide to override those voters. I knew that the party voters took a look at our hearts, understood who we were, had a chance to meet us in many, many different ways, and made a decision. And it makes me uncomfortable to think that the party bosses are going to dictate who runs as opposed to the election process. I've made the decision to stay in because I believe that we can win this race. There is such a strong contrast between me and my opponent. We're about opposite on all things. She's in favor of Obamacare. I voted 30 times against Obamacare.
Yeah, he's right. They're definitely polar opposites. But how much do the comments hurt him? He's down to, as you heard at the top, just 1 point separating, in the polls anyway, him and Claire McCaskill. So that's a race everybody's going to be watching. David in California, thanks for hanging through. Hey, David.
Hey, hi, Kate. You know, I also wanted to talk about Aiken. And I used to live in St. Louis. He was in the district next to mine. And I learned not long ago that he's in the Science and Technology Committee. And when you think that the members of that committee, there are about, 10 of them or so, if you are dealing with government contracts, you know, we had the levees in New Orleans collapse and all of the destruction that came from Katrina. We had that bridge that collapsed on the Mississippi River up in Minnesota, and the engineering that's required and the millions of dollars that the U.S. government paid for that. We've got Star Wars projects. We've got NASA projects. That Science and Technology Committee is very important, and there are a lot of biology issues, medical issues that have to come into those contracts. And if we've got a guy like Aiken that's been voting on issues like this for decades, he's been in there many terms, and it scares me to think of how many billions that we've had wasted because of stupid votes where a guy is in office and the intransigence of issues, and he was just flat wrong. And it's scary. And as you were...
Yeah, six. You know what? That's six times, too, by the way. As you're right, he's elected over and over and over again. And you know, because as you said, you were right next to his district, six times.
Right, and that's hundreds of billions of dollars. Hundreds of billions.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, leading into 30-year contracts for some NASA program or something, he could have been voting on trillions of dollars worth of government contracts.
Yep.
And we, the people, are going to be stuck with programs that, you know, I'm very anti-nuclear, and here's a guy that's pro-nuke. We've got those just upstream from Aiken's district is Omaha, up on the Missouri River. Last year at about this time, they were flooded. They were flooded. Both nuclear plants up there were flooded. And the
I remember.
Yeah, the Pulitzer newspaper didn't even cover it. They didn't even warn the people of St. Louis. So I'm shocked by the idea that these people are getting reelected time and time again, giving us bad contracts and getting us locked into bad technology. Yeah.
David, I like what you're saying. So you're even, forget about all the other controversy. Just look at what he's voting on. Look at what's happening in Washington. Look at the money issue of where we're earmarking and pushing things through.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you've, have you done any shows about what's called the LIBOR scandal?
I have. Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with that. We talk a lot about that. We have Saul Album on from Norway. He's our financial guy, and we went through everything. We talked about ultimately what that means, because here we go again on the back of what happened with Chase. If you go to 2008 and the bank's too big to fail, what's happening with the in Europe with the European Union. So if you took that all together, and some of those things are a little bit different, but the LIBOR scandal just kind of got swept under the rug.
Well, and it's if some of the listeners aren't aware of it, basically what was going on was there are 18 banks that are involved in the London Interbank Exchange, and they are the ones that decide what the interest rates for the world are going to be, what the credit card rates, what the mortgage rates are, what the bond issue rates are. and they were frauding the data. And they, because of 30-year bond issues, they were able to rack up trillions of dollars worth of fraud. I've heard that it's now up to potentially $600 trillion worth of LIBOR fraud.
Right.
And what's worse is the other day, Timothy Geithner was asked whether or not he was going to have the U.S. government intercede in some of these lawsuits, you know, to try to recoup our money. And he wants to deal with it as if it was a local crime in London, and that the U.S. government won't try to recoup their money, but he's going to try to deal with it as if it's a local crime in London.
Yeah.
And not try to get data. Now they're playing the various agencies against it. So the U.S. government's got the FBI, and it's got, you know, the Interstate Commerce Commission, and it's got all of these agencies that could be gathering data from each different parcel. And if Geithner is not going to authorize many of these agencies to gather data, then the statutes of limitations are going to run.
Yeah.
And these old boys are going to not only loot the world, they're essentially telling Greece that they're bankrupt based upon fraudulent numbers.
Yep. They explained this too. You know, it's seven banks basically that we're talking about. And here's a big one. And some people, you said it, you alluded to it or said it about the credit cards. You know, that is also included in that in that is HSBC. And so you think about it and you think of that manipulation of the interbank lending rate. It's incredible. And the amount of money that they're going to net as a result of it. It's unbelievable. That this hasn't blown. I mean, it just shows again why huge banks need to be broken up. You can't. The bankers are controlling everything.
You know, it's interesting. A little earlier in the last segment, you were looking for solutions, and there is one, and it goes all the way back to Moses. It's called Jubilee, and it's when the money becomes so fraudulent that you can't believe it anymore. You have to cancel all the debts and start over again.
Yeah.
So if we were sitting down to play poker and you realized somebody was cheating in the game, you wouldn't keep that round going. You would you're playing Monopoly. You would turn the board over and start over again. But in this case, we've got kids that are born into these numbers, fake numbers, and they're going to be forced into paying off debts for the next 30 years or longer. Only because these guys frauded numbers a couple of years ago.
Sure.
And for Geithner to even pretend to claim that it was only a local crime that happened in London is
outrageous.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you got to think about his background. What's his background? He's part of the Goldman Sachs gang.
And they're one of the banks.
Yeah, and they're one of the banks. People keep forgetting that. The ties to our Treasury Department with ex-Goldman Sachs people is ridiculous. And no one even bats an eye. Nobody really connects those dots, but you certainly did, David. Thanks for the phone call, and you're right. LIBOR is huge. You know, an interesting kind of side note to this, and I think I talked about it. I might have, I might not have. You know, one of the people that actually was testifying, if you will, or looking into it, being asked questions about it, was the nut in Colorado who shot and killed all those people and wounded so many people in the Aurora, Colorado movie theater. James Holmes, the AKA Red Devil, whatever he calls himself, his father was one of the people that they asked questions about, not for him personally being in the middle of it, but to break down the numbers. He was one of the people that was asked about that whole LIBOR thing. And there have been stories about it. There have been discussions about it. We've had those discussions on America Tonight. But he's right. There's one thing. It goes back to the bankers. It goes back to the big, giant banks. When we asked ourselves, the bank's too big to fail back in 2008, many people called this show and said, let them fail. And maybe that was the thing that we needed to do because we're still paying the price for it. Hang with us.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy tea. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Stick around for another hour of America Tonight. We talk with Amara Durham from Dallas, Texas, who is in a neighborhood where several cases of West Nile have cropped up. Sadly, one of her neighbors dying from West Nile. 18 people in her zip code, right around her zip code and the one over, have gotten West Nile. So what's it like to live with the threat of the West Nile virus? And is some of the threat being exaggerated? And what do you do when you have kids? And what do you do when you've got a life and you have to leave the house? And you got to watch out for certain times of day, I guess, is the main thing. And I've talked about this because our satellite facility is also in Dallas, Texas. You know, the mothership is in Minneapolis, so they're safe up there for now. Whew. Though it is the land of many, many lakes. It's the stagnant water that's so scary and really attracts this whole West Nile thing. So if you're around for our second hour, we've got a conversation with her that you don't want to miss. Now, I promise, as we head for the final turn, that I would mention what was going on with the warnings of the anarchists at the convention and whatnot. So this is nothing new, as I mentioned. Whenever you have a convention, it's a target for nutballs, idiots, threats, some of them veiled, some of them they think might be real, but then they don't pan out. So the FBI says that they have intelligence that shows that people from New York plan to travel to Tampa and attempt to close all of the Tampa Bay bridges during the Republican convention next week. That in March they knew this. In the document, the FBI's info showed that the extremists proposed all kinds of destructive things that they would be able to do against the infrastructure outside of the security perimeter throughout the Tampa Bay area, because they know that access to the main RNC venue would be just so tightly controlled, so why not do damage outside of it? Any major event, you're going to warn the locals, they're going to get more security, all that stuff is just a natural event. But how serious are the threats? And there have been lots of threats, lots of possible disruptions to major, major events, sporting events, other things where you have large crowds. In fact, if you remember, I mentioned Minneapolis and the mothership in 2008, the Republican convention in Minneapolis. They talked about blocking bridges and skywalks and taking over even a radio station at one point, and looking at corporations and hotels where delegates were staying, and identifying police stations and all that kind of stuff. So does this end up being some kind of full-blown drama? As somebody who's going to be there, I definitely hope not. I wouldn't want to see that anyway. And all they can do is warn, and the, you know, what kind of things are we talking about? And these are warnings that are passed on, and the chief of police in Tampa and St. Pete, they're aware of it, and they have beefed up big time, you know, all the security they could possibly muster, so this wouldn't or doesn't happen. And it's not just the Republican convention. The same thing is happening for the Democratic convention. Although in Florida, the thing that is scary is the bridges, because you have lots of different access roads in and out of Tampa, but they're bridges. So I say there's a couple different ways, but once the bridge goes, or if a bridge is blocked off, it'd be pretty tough to get in and out, because that's what you have. That's what Florida, parts of Florida, that's what they're made up of. And certainly that, as many times as I've gone to Tampa, that's what you're talking about. Let's hope that the hurricane doesn't hit, that the anarchist don't hit in some fashion, and that there's a safe convention for all the delegates and all the people that end up going to Tampa and to St. Petersburg. It's really the threat of the hurricane, I think, that is disconcerting, because it's one thing to try to stop people, a few nuts here and there, trying to mobilize, doing whatever they're doing, and shutting them down, getting them out ahead of time. It's another thing to try to stop a force of nature, and the answer is you really can't. You can only prepare for the what-if scenario. What if people are going? Because, you know, to me, if you're the mayor of Tampa, even though you say, hey, listen, when his back gets up and everybody's questioning him, I can cancel this event if I have to, but the likelihood of canceling the event is not very high, because if the tropical storm becomes a hurricane and it hits in midweek or even in the beginning of the week, you already have people that are there. Most people would come in on the weekend. They'd be there Saturday or Sunday. Maybe some would come in during the week, so they wouldn't get in if a hurricane happened. But really, you'd have most people in those two areas, the Tampa and the St. Pete area, because they're close to each other and all the hotels are spread out. There's not a lot of hotels, so they're booked to the hilt. That's what you would get. So you'd have to really cancel it ahead of time. And would he do that? A Democratic mayor, even though when he was just smacked against the wall verbally by reporters barraging him with questions, he says that, but would he really go out on that limb and do it? One thing when it's bearing down on you, another thing when you're looking at weather forecasts that you know can change in an instant, 100 miles here and 100 miles there, or however, whatever the difference is, could make a difference for where it lands and what it does to that particular area. So I want to see. Now, there's a guy that could be on the hot seat. I bet you he is sleeping with one eye open, as many of you are doing when you're listening to the show. And he's got his cell phone, his Android, his iPhone, his whatever, right next to the bed, getting weather texts from whoever, from whatever weather source, to constantly update him on what could be heading the way of his city, so that he can either go ahead and try to make that call, and good luck getting people to back that up, or just hoping it doesn't bear down on Tampa when you have all the people there, because then everybody will say afterwards, but wait a second, why didn't we just cancel this thing? Why did everybody come here? And that in-between time, that's what's so iffy, because people are coming in on the weekend. So how do you stop that, you know? That's the thing. All right, quickly, I wanted to hit on a couple of other things that happened, believe it or not, in our universe. There's more going on besides the politics of electing a president or representatives in the legislative branch, or what one Senate race could do to tip the balance in Missouri. There are huge stories that are happening, like the Prince Harry naked photos in Vegas. Do you believe it? Can't he just be a guy? Can't he just be a guy, have a few drinks, and be silly and stupid without the whole world just blowing up in his face? And naturally, the paparazzi, the scumarazzi, TMZ, they had the photos. They had the photos of him stripped down to nothing but a watch, and he was at some party. So the UK tabloids are having a field day with him. At least he had his hands covering his royal privates, if you know what I mean. So it certainly could have been much worse for Prince Harry. I thought when you go to Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Unless you're a prince, then somehow the word gets out that, geez, you were standing there in your own hotel room naked. And so you got to think, someone there took that picture and sent it out, because where would they possibly get it otherwise? Of course not. Here's the last thing I'll leave you with. I know, I'm bouncing back to politics in a way for a quick second here. How about this Texas judge warning of a possible civil war if President Obama is reelected? Yep. So we talked about those negative political ads. We're not even sure if some of them are true or not. And now there's a judge in Lubbock, Texas, who's predicting civil war if he's reelected. It's Judge Tom Head, who I think has lost his head by saying that. Let's hope that we don't have anarchists and a hurricane in Tampa and a civil war if Obama's elected, please.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.